Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Explosive testimony from the January 6th committee hearing yesterday from Cassidy Hutchinson, top aide to former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. She told the committee that Meadows and then-President Trump were made aware several times of the dangers faced as a result of a months-long effort to overturn the 2020 election results. NPR's Claudia Grisales has more.
Hutchinson also shared Trump and Meadows ignored pleas multiple times to intervene in the violence at the Capitol. For example, she said Meadows would not look up from his phone, even as he got reports the attack was escalating. In the end, she said there were three White House groups, one calling for Trump to intervene, another that agreed but stayed quiet, and a third that falsely blamed others for it.
NPR's Claudia Grisales. The committee has more public hearings scheduled for next month. National Transportation Safety Board investigators today are back on the scene of a deadly Amtrak train collision with a dump truck in rural Missouri. NPR's David Schaefer reports the crash and derailment killed four people and injured 150 others.
The collision happened at what's known as a passive railroad crossing, according to NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy, which means there are no arm-like gates to keep vehicles from entering and no warning lights or bells.
The NTSB has issued recommendations for a number of years on either closing crossings, consolidating crossings, separating grade crossings, and making grade crossings that are not separated or consolidated active crossings so that there are gates, bells, whistles.
Homendy says there are 130,000 similar passive railroad crossings nationwide in need of safety upgrades. David Schaefer, NPR News.
The most moderate Republican candidates on Colorado's primary ballot won their races for U.S. Senate, Governor, and Secretary of State last night. From Colorado Public Radio, Benta Berkland has more.
Republican and unaffiliated voters in Colorado selected a U.S. Senate nominee, Joe O'Day, who supports abortion access in the early stages of pregnancy. And voters did not back Secretary of State candidate Tina Peters, who was indicted for election tampering and misconduct in her effort to uncover voter fraud. Instead, a former county clerk, Pam Anderson, who backs mail ballots and has pushed against false claims of election fraud, will challenge the Democratic incumbent this fall. Democrats control Colorado's government, and Republicans are hoping these more moderate candidates can appeal to the state's broad swath of unaffiliated voters. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
U.S. futures contracts are trading mixed. You're listening to NPR News. R&B singer R. Kelly is due in a New York courtroom today to be sentenced in a federal sex trafficking case. The 55-year-old was found guilty of racketeering and other counts last year. Prosecutors want him to serve more than 25 years. Defense attorneys, though, want 10 years or less. He's been in jail without bond since 2019 and still faces child pornography and obstruction of justice charges in Chicago. That trial takes place in August. The Commerce Department put five Chinese companies on an export blacklist, alleging they were violating U.S. sanctions by supporting Russian military and defense companies. NPR's Emily Fang reports this action comes amid worries about close ties between China and Russia.
The five blacklisted companies include electronic component companies and a logistics firm. Being on the blacklist means no U.S. companies can sell to them. The U.S. has been growing increasingly worried about closer cooperation between Beijing and Moscow in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And it's been carefully looking for any sign that China is helping Russia buffer the economic impact of U.S. and European sanctions on Russia. China has snapped up record amounts of Russian crude oil in the last quarter, but overall Russian exports to China have dropped, a sign that sanctions on Russia are being followed. Emily Fang, NPR News, Kyiv.
U.S. futures contracts have turned to positive territory. Dow futures are up about 0.1%. S&P 500 and NASDAQ futures are up a fraction. Asian markets were lower by the close. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.